Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spiegel and Holmes. Afternoons on the Score.
Let's send it down to Tom Verducci. Tom,
Joe, earlier before the game, I met White Sox owner Jerry Reinsdorf in the cornfield. I've been waiting all night to say that, by the way.
Tom Verducci, MLB Network, Fox Sports analyst, senior writer for Sports Illustrated.
Tom Verducci, one of the best in the business.
A lot of fake laughter today. A lot of fake laughter. Don't need to do that with Tom Verducci. He's very serious. Very serious. He joins us on loan from MLB.
Not funny at all, actually.
No. He's got a nice smile. He just, you know, Tom and great hair. He's just not great known. Hair. He's not, doesn't have the one-liners that Ken Rosenthal has.
I don't know whether to compliment you on that intro or crush you, but well done.
Well, Tim Anderson, we spent a lot of this day talking about a great movie, and you go out and write your own Hollywood script.
You know, we made history tonight.
For Tom Verducci, I'm Jason Benetti. Somebody downstairs just said that ball's out. Oh, boy. Here we go. Three straight hitters.
I just was enjoying listening to it because, like, when Olivier did Hamlet, you don't interrupt.
We're glad to have expanded your vocabulary as we go to the seventh.
Spiegel and Holmes. Afternoons on the Score.
It's always a treat when we get the opportunity to talk baseball with Tom Verducci. He joins us now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Tom, thanks so much for joining us. We were kind of walking through what the possible repercussions for the Cubs could be with the Rafael Devers. Like, I'm gone to a very negative place, Tom. I'm thinking, one, it makes the Giants so much better and the Cubs have to deal with them. Two, this opens up the Red Sox to maybe pursue Kyle Tucker in free agency because now they've got that $250 million off the books.
Yeah, I think you're definitely right on the first count because to me the Giants looked like a really good wild card type contending team with a big hole in their offense, and they fixed that without really giving up anything of the major league team right now. So that's a perfect scenario to add an impact hitter without giving up much from your 26-man roster. So the second part of it, I don't know. I think if I'm Alex Bregman and Scott Boras' agent, I got to love this sort of dilemma the Red Sox are in now because they're almost forced to really extend Alex Bregman. He's worked out great there. We know how well he hits in that ballpark. He does have an opt-out after this season. I know he's hurt right now, but I think, yes, listen, you'd be crazy not to get in on Kyle Tucker, but I think the money goes towards Alex Bregman. And, you know, let's face it, as much trouble as the Giants have had signing free agent hitters, why wouldn't they have been in on Kyle Tucker, right? So if you want to be an optimist, you could say that's one suitor that's out there. Now, they tried Carlos Correa and Aaron Judge and Juan Soto and on, didn't get them. But they've shown that they have a willingness to spend. But Devers their guy now for the next 8.5 years and $250 million or so.
It's pretty amazing. You know what I kept thinking about with this trade? And you'll tell me if this has any shot of coming true. Theo Epstein trades a disgruntled superstar and Nomar Garcia-Para in 2004, and the Red Sox got better. You know, it's like they've got the three kids there all up now. Roman Anthony can play every day. I know he's 1 for 17 to start. Kyle Harrison, maybe he's in the rotation later this year. Maybe Jordan Hicks is a bullpen beast. I don't know. But like, is there a chance that the Red Sox end up being okay here? And it takes a similar fate as that 2004 trade.
Well, dude, we were thinking the same thing. Really, that was my first thought, was the Nomar Garcia-Para trade, just in terms of the fact that it's a bold move, right? You're trading a guy who is a homegrown star player who your fans really like and has produced, and you don't have pressure to trade the player, but you go ahead and make that deal. Now, the difference was, I think the Red Sox knew, well, I know this back then, they looked at his defensive metrics of Nomar at shortstop. They saw that he was not happy in Boston, the contract situation wearing on him. They didn't think they could win with him. I think this is a little bit different. I think the Red Sox decided in this case with Devers, this was just an untenable situation that was not going to get better. We all understand the emotions in spring training, right? They bring Bregman in. I thought it was awkward in the beginning, guys, when they bring Bregman in and they're playing this parlor game. Like, we really can't tell you what position he's going to play. We really don't know yet. Stop it. We all know that Alex Bregman is 10 times a third baseman, Rafael Devers. Just tell the world, and especially tell Rafael Devers, this is the way it is. Why they didn't do that from get-go, I don't know. So a lack of communication really started the fire here, but then Devers has got to get over it. I mean, I know people will talk about the money being paid to him. To me, it's more about a commitment. The team identifies you as a real franchise player, right? And when they tell you, listen, we think you should at least start taking ground balls at first base. And again, this should have been done in spring training.
Yep.
The fact that that wasn't done sort of catered to this kind of complaint and this morass that that Devers was going through. Like, oh, they don't want me anymore kind of thing. They should have broken that early, but they didn't. They let it ride out. But then he never changed his mind either. I mean, last week he was taking ground balls at shortstop, just kind of goofing around out there. Again, just tell him, we'll work with you every day. It's good for your body just to stay active, even if we don't know if a spot's going to come up. That never happened. So I think they saw they were at a point where things were not going to change. They were stuck in this limbo situation. And if I'm Roman Anthony and I'm Marcelo Mayer and I'm Christian Campbell and I'm coming up from the minor leagues, that's my introduction to the franchise player and how you play Red Sox baseball? No, I don't want that. You look at any great team, guys, and you know this. I mean, you've seen great teams in Chicago. It's the star players who are going to set the culture. It's really not the GM. It's not as much as we think of the manager. It's really your best players on the team and what the culture they set. And I think the Red Sox saw that it wasn't going to get better with Devers. So you punt. And you're not going to get equal value. But they did. They didn't have to pay a dime. The whole contract was assumed by the Giants. And they did okay with the deal. But to get back to your original question, I don't know that they're better short term. I mean, I want Rafael Devers in the lineup. He's a great hitter, right? It wasn't working in Boston. You know, they didn't get a whole lot for such a great hitter. So short term, I'd say they're less of a threat than they were. But I think this was something they felt like they had to do.
Let me gently push back on your last statement, Tom, because I wanted to ask you about Buster Posey. Because it does seem like Buster Posey is out here setting the tone for what the Giants are as an organization. What was his rise to this position, and so far so good for him?
Yeah, well, it's a great point, because I do think in this case, Buster Posey is going to be the point person, not Bob Melvin, the manager, as much experience as he has. It's going to be up to Buster to sit down, because he's got that cachet, if you will, right? I mean, all-star player, probably going to the Hall of Fame, the three championships, you know, the whole pedigree of Buster Posey. Everybody knows, whether you're from San Francisco or not. So I think it's up to him to sit down with Rafael Devers and explain how this is going to work better in San Francisco than it did in Boston. So I understand why he did this. I mean, he's a big culture guy. And if anybody was around the Giants in spring training, they talked a lot about that. You know, in the last few years under Farhan Zaidi, they flipped that roster almost on a daily basis. They were looking for every incremental edge that they could find, to the point of there was a lack of stability there, right? And Bob Melvin and Buster Posey really decided, we're going to get back to where we were in 10, 12, and 14, where not that you have to have the same group, but stability and trust. You know, you're not making a move when a guy goes 0-for-4 and you're sitting him down or sending him down the next day. So I do think Buster's fingerprints are all over this organization. Maybe not exactly how they play baseball, but the culture of this team. And I think he's firmly convinced that they've got a culture, and it starts with Buster, that Rafael Devers is going to go in there and be a true teammate. And we'll find out tomorrow. He's going to have a press conference with the Giants, introductory press conference. Wouldn't it be ironic, because they play the Red Sox this weekend, and with Matt Chapman on the IL, if Devers is playing third base against the Red Sox this weekend? I actually want to see that happen.
I do, too.
That's amazing. That is amazing. Tom Verducci is with us here on Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score. The Red Sox and the Cubs have been linked up for the past couple years as, you know, big time, big money franchises who are not quite doing what the top four or five behemoths are doing. And so when I see this trade, I'm like, all right, is this cost cutting? Or, you know, because they got San Francisco to take 100% of the money. Or is it just kind of a reflection of the type of player and person that they want to invest in, which is the way the Cubs have been spinning it? You know, like, well, we find the right guy to invest in, we will spend the money on him. Like, do you see this as an example of the Red Sox pulling back from spending at the top of the market?
I don't necessarily think that. I think this is just specific to this situation with Devers, because I think the Bregman signing and the trade and then an extension for Crochet told you that they're back in business, that they saw this great group, well, the prospects, but they look like they're going to be great players coming along at the same time, and this window is just starting to open. So supplement that now, and there's still a work in progress, don't get me wrong. But I think this is not a lack of commitment that we're going to scale back now. It's just that they think that this was actually going to be a net negative. If you don't have, you know, there's players, Aaron Boone likes to say, there's players who like to give energy and some players just take energy, right? And you have to be really careful about what you put in your room. But your best players have to be the kind of players that give energy and not take it. And I think they saw a situation where Devers were that, if it wasn't exactly, I wouldn't say it was poisoning the clubhouse, but it wasn't setting the right example for how they want this team to play going forward. So I think it was very specific to Devers.
Do you believe, Tom, that the Cubs are willing to spend what they need to keep Kyle Tucker here?
I'd like to believe that. Yeah. I mean, because he's the right player at the right time, right? I mean, really. You can make a case with some other players who've come on the market that maybe it's not the right kind of player, you know, whether it was someone like a Juan Soto, who I know people say, you know, he's really not a great base runner, not a great defender. There's reasons you can find to knock one of the great hitters of our generation. But how do you knock Kyle Tucker, right? And he's producing exactly how you thought he would, just a steady, reliable player in all phases of the game. So, yes, I think the Cubs have to be involved in it. Where the number goes, you know, the recent signing has been great for Kyle Tucker, whether it was Soto or Vlad Guerrero. I mean, his market is only going to continue to go up. Do you win that bidding war? I don't know, but absolutely the Cubs have what it takes to remain in that bidding war.
Is it already too late to sign Pete Kerr Armstrong to an extension?
No, you put that right number on the table, it's never too late. I love that story, by the way. And I know he came up as a guy with a lot of promise and speed and great defender. Would he ever hit that kind of thing? I just love the story because I know we talk a lot as fans and media about payrolls, right? And we equate payroll with commitment. I look a lot, guys, at now major league development. We think of player development as minor leagues, right? And I look around the teams that, you know, like Cleveland with their pitching or Milwaukee, the way they do it. People go in there and they all of a sudden they're playing better. I'm looking at the Cubs now, and I got to tell you, with their staff now, they're doing a great job. I mean, just last year, the adjustments they made with PCA in the middle of the season, team goes to Kansas City, they bring him in the cage, they take away the drift in his approach at the plate, and they have him hitting off his backside. He's a completely different hitter. Now, it takes aptitude, it takes athleticism to really do that. But the fact is they did it. And then you look at the rotation this year with the injuries, and you have, you know, the Tyones and the Reyes and, you know, mid-30 guys really stepping up and picking up innings and throwing the ball really well. It's a credit to the major league coaching staff. So I like watching the way the Cubs play baseball, sort of like Milwaukee. Very athletic, right? Defend the field well, put the ball in play. But as far as PCA goes, yeah, I would try to lock him up as soon as possible because the comp I've used on him is Jim Edmonds. I think you're looking at a guy who's got tremendous power potential. We're starting to just see that now, but we know he's an impact player defensively. You know, he's Edmonds with a little more speed, too. Don't get me wrong. He can steal a lot more bases. But a center fielder, it's a hard position to fill in the big leagues these days. And if you do that with power, good luck making a long list and find those guys.
Totally agree with Tom Verducci about the way the Cubs have been developing people at the big league level. It's a credit to Craig Counsell and the coaching staff and Jed Hoyer. So now, as the trade deadline approaches, who's the best starting pitcher they could possibly go and get? Because they'll need one. Is it Sandy Alcantara? Are the Braves going to put Chris Sale on the trade block? Who's the best guy they could go get?
Yeah, I would be surprised the Braves move people. They've been a great second-half team there. And the fan base there, the way the team is built, I don't think they're built to cash it in after, you know, we've seen them last year and the year they won the World Series, play really well the last 2-3 months. I like Alcantara a lot. And just watching his more recent starts, they've been a lot better. He had a real hard time getting the ball to both sides of the plate. Now he's starting to command the ball the way he did before. The velocity has been okay. I mean, it's what we see a lot with Tommy John guys coming back, right? Their velo is good, and you look at the metrics of the pitches, and you say, you know, the guy's back. But command-wise, no, he wasn't even close the first month or two of the season. But I see a fully healthy guy, command coming back. I'm betting on the upside here, not when you look at the numbers, 7-something ERA, doesn't look pretty. I think he's trending the right way. Listen, I don't think the Devers deal was a shock, right? Partly because we just don't see trades in June. So we're still probably a good month away from these things kind of percolating. But I would say Alcantara to me, because I always say you trade for a starting pitcher, he better be somebody who can start one of the first three games of postseason series for you. And I think he's the best option, will be the best option.
How much fun are you having watching what Aaron Judge is doing?
I'm blown away by it, really. I mean, I write a lot about how great pitching is these days and how hard hitting is, and it is. I mean, you guys see it on a nightly basis, what comes out of the bullpen. It doesn't matter what inning anymore. You don't have to wait for the seventh inning to see wipeout guys coming in. And to see him just, you know, even getting close to 400, the slugging, it's just remarkable that this guy, who's been a great hitter and certainly a great slugger, is just... He's the Babe Ruth of our generation. I really believe that. I'm still shocked that teams pitch to Aaron Judge as much as they do. Now, the Red Sox had a great weekend. I mean, they struck him out 9 times. I mean, that was pretty impressive to watch. But in general, I don't know what the recent numbers are, but going into last week, Judge was seeing more pitches in the strike zone this year than in any season in his career. And I can't understand that because I do think he's so good. Like, even in the first inning, I don't want to pitch to Aaron Judge. I mean, there are certain times where it's obvious, game on the line, first base open. But he's so good right now, I give him all the respect in the world.
I feel so bad for Cal Raleigh because he's having this amazing season, yeah. And he's got zero chance to win MVP if Aaron Judge stays healthy.
Yeah, no shot. I mean, really. I mean, he's that far ahead. And Raleigh, you're talking about a guy, he's a platinum defender behind a plate. He's not just, you know, a guy's on pace to hit, 50 home runs as a catcher. But yes, Aaron Judge is that good. He's almost put it away this early in the season.
Shohei Ohtani heard you refer to Aaron Judge as the Babe Ruth of this generation, and he said, "I'm pitching tonight. Shohei's pitching tonight. He's going to be an opener." That's fascinating. That's a team. Hell, they won a World Series using a bullpen game last year in the middle of a World Series. Shohei, a bullpen weapon for the Dodgers down the stretch, or a starter?
No, he's a starter. You just can't pitch him in the bullpen. He needs time to ramp up and get himself ready. you know, I'm excited about tonight. I mean, he's only going to throw one or two innings, right? I mean, you can't send him to the minor leagues as you would most starting pitchers to kind of build up arm strength because they need him to DH, right? You can't take him out of the lineup. And he doesn't want to do that anyway. He's throwing sim games. Why not just pitch against the Padres, against Dylan Cease in Dodger Stadium? So it's one of the coolest things in baseball, guys. I mean, even if you don't watch the whole game, you'll watch Shohei Ohtani take the mound for the first time as a Dodger, by the way, pitch the top of the first inning, run to the dugout, get his batting gloves and his bat and his helmet and go up and lead off the bottom of the first. I mean, that's what you see in Williamsport. You don't see that in Dodger Stadium. It's just remarkable. I never get used to it. I hope fans don't get used to it. I expect him to be really, really good because he wants to be and is the best player in the world. He's the most talented baseball player that has ever played this game. There's no argument. Babe Ruth, whoever you want to come up with, no one has been this talented. We're talking about somebody who could get a Cy Young Award and a home run title in the same season. So I think, listen, he's going to be stretched out slowly, you know, probably pitching once or twice a week. It's all about, can he start one of those playoff games once the Dodgers get there in October? And I would not bet against this guy. I tell people all the time, he's the most purposeful baseball player I've ever been around. I used to say that about Cal Ripken. Nothing that he does is just frivolous or off the cuff. And he does want to be the best player who ever lived. And he does that in such a humble way. It's crazy.
Watching him last night and you go, oh, yeah, that's right. He can do all the things. There's a play late in the game where he legs out an infield single. And it was like a great defensive play by the Giants. They almost got him at first base. But it's like, oh, yeah, he's also super fast. He's a 50-50 guy. Like, the fact that if you tried to generate him on a video game, the game would reject it.
I'll tell you the most amazing thing about Shohei. And obviously, the physical skills you just mentioned, it crazy, right? But he's the kind of guy, people around him, and I've seen this, the little bit I've been around him, and I have spent a bunch of time with him, but more so teammates will tell you this. He feels no stress at all. And it's very hard for me to find somebody. Jeter was the closest I've been around in that sense. Shohei just knows he's really good. And again, in a very humble way, but he's never stressed out. He never worries about things are maybe not going to work out or this is a difficult situation. There's this joy that he plays the game with that is, again, unlike anything that I've seen. And I think that comes from, you know, just his love for the game and this lack of stress that he has. It's a very hard game to play. But I get the sense he never feels the difficulty and the stress of the game.
Boy, that's a gift. You know, it's yeah. Like Manny Ramirez didn't feel any stress ever, but he was also odd.
He didn't have a bunch of gloves or anything like that. He didn't have a lot of stress. Tom, thanks so much for the time. We appreciate you jumping on with us.
Yeah, man. Always my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Tom. It's awesome. Great.
He's great.
Stuff from Tom.
I love hearing those type of comps.
Yeah. I love the Cubs thoughts in there. And the Alcantara is a really very specific kind of scouting report that matters a whole bunch because the ERA is over 7, as he said. But if he's controlling both sides of the plate and throwing with more intention and getting it done, then maybe that trade is something you want to do sooner rather than later.
Alex, did you tip Tom off onto what our next segment is?
He just brought it up. He just brought us right there.
Because he spoke exactly to it.
I did not tip him off.
Okay.
He's a professional. He's done this a time or two.
Alex, why didn't you tip Tom off to what our next segment
just
is?
Just bad producing right there.
My God.
That's what I'm saying.
Tanny, you enjoyed
it. I said save it for the air. Save it for the air.
That open, man. There's a lot of White Sox in the corn in that open right there.
There's a little Jason Benetti action in there.
There's all kinds of stuff.
It was good stuff.
It's back when TA was the face of baseball.
TA has been DFA'd.
Oh, man.
It's very sad.
Oh, it's...
It's very sad.
The White Sox.
You know what? Why you got to bring me here? We were having a good day.
Well, Tom was taking us to our next segment, and now we've derailed it.
Now you got to think about the 22 White Sox again.
Yeah, sorry about that. But yeah, I mean, Tom didn't even know what we're doing next segment because Alex just didn't even bother to tell him. What the hell?
Ridiculous.
God, step up, Coon.
We are going to... Careful.
I know, it's just his name. What are we supposed to do about that?
That's all you can do. This is fun to point
it
out,
though.
You
see that Nick Kurtz hit a home run last night
for
the A's?
Yeah, you got to be very, very careful. And with Steve Kerr's son's name, very say the full first name, Nicholas.
Nicholas.
That's probably the best way to go about that.
Kike Hernandez going to be playing for the Dodgers tonight in this Shohei game?
That man's name is Enrique, and you'd probably be better off just saying that if you see it written in print.
Glad we talked.
Because it could get you in trouble, and we don't want anyone to get in trouble, do we? Let's talk development since Tom brought it up. There was a conversation. I was on the couch because, you know, sinus infection. So I'm sitting there and I'm watching the Cubs game and I literally texted Tanny. I was like, hey, I know I'm not working, but there's this thing that's happening.
That's the way your text sounded?
When I have a sinus infection.
It stretched all the way to the text.
I know I'm not working, but I want to talk with Speaks about something that was said. Can you pull this and then hold it for us?
And he did.
I was like, I'm not working either.
He's like, jerk. But he pulled it so that we can talk about it, and it's good.
I want to thank Grody and Rami for not playing it.
I want to thank them, too. They did a great job sitting in for us. Really nice work by them.
They did a great job not playing.
They said something about how they don't need audio. That's just what they said.
That's what they said. They were like pure talk show phones. That's all they were doing. We are going to talk development. I think you, sir, Mr. Matt Spiegel, especially after what we just heard from Tom Verducci, are going to be interested in this conversation. And if you're not, I'm going to be very sad because I'm like, you're exactly the person I wanted to talk to about this.
I'll fake it. And if it's funny, I'll make sure I give you some spiggles or some spee-hee-hees.
The spee-hee-hees, I think, is good. That should be the name of the next album, too.
The spee-hee-hees.
It's next here on The Score.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Spiegel and Holmes show flashback.
I just love the story because I know we talk a lot as fans and media about payrolls, right? And we equate payroll with commitment. I look a lot, guys, at now major league development. We think of player development as minor leagues, right? And I look around the teams that, you know, like Cleveland with their pitching or Milwaukee, the way they do it. People go in there and they all of a sudden they're playing better. I'm looking at the Cubs now, and I got to tell you, with their staff now, they're doing a great job.
Agreed.
Agreed.
quick turnaround there by the production staff on what Tom Verducci had to say about development. And so I'm watching the Cubs. I'm sitting there on the couch, and I'm like, oh, you know, I'm not technically working, so, you know, if I end up dozing off because of these meds I'm on, so be it.
Oh, and you get a baseball nap? Nothing like it.
It's great.
So it's almost as good as a golf nap.
Almost as good, but not as good, because usually those are on weekends anyway.
Yeah, it's weekend afternoon.
You usually get a little Saturday, you're like, oh, 2:30? Yeah. Oh, sounds about right. Get a little nap in, and you're ready to hit the streets later on in the night. I'm sitting there watching the Cubs, and there was this great conversation that was going on between T-Mac and Boog and JD. And I said, man, there's something to that, and the Spiegel and Holmes show should probably talk about it. It's about development. There's an assertion that's made that I think is interesting, and I would have never thought about it until these three were talking about it. Check it out.
You look at the position players for the Cubs, they lead Major League Baseball in at-bats from players who were formerly first-round picks. The Phillies are third on that list. Talking with both Jed Hoyer and Craig Counsell about that, they just say the industry as a whole has gotten so good at evaluating hitters from the time that they're high school, college, the way they're able to recognize talent, especially hitting talent, has really grown. And what's interesting is you think about hitters, usually you're pretty accurate on the development when it comes to high school and college, but pitchers is a different story. You can maybe not have quite as much success in either of those, high school or college, but then figure something out, do all of the information available, and find your way into being a good major league pitcher. So certainly advanced when it comes to hitting, but pitching is a little bit of a different story, guys.
I think there was a time in the game where organizations, scouts, thought they could take a really good athlete and teach him to hit. So, you know, this guy, he's got the body, you know, looks good in blue jeans, and the whole money ball thing. He's got great speed, big arm, can't hit a lick, but we could teach him how to do that. And then they found little by little, but that's not such an easy skill to teach.
Yeah,
some guys figure it out, but many don't. Conversely, with arms now, I think what they're finding is they can find kids who really don't know how to pitch yet. Mechanically, they're awkward. They're throwing the ball all over the place, but they've got a really strong arm. They can get that kid, refine that strong arm, and turn him into a quality big league pitcher, or certainly a bullpen guy, a kid that can come in. He never really learns how to spin a breaking ball, never really develops feel for a changeup, but he can throw 98 miles per hour. We got a spot for you on our bullpen.
Yeah, I think that there the room for growth, it's two different things and two different points that Taylor's making. One is they do a really good job of identifying the high-end hitting talent. So there's that point, and that has gotten really good. The other point is that for pitchers, the ability to develop later is there, and that opportunity probably isn't there as much for hitters. For pitchers, if you're 24 and you're pitching in college as a 5.5-year guy, you could go train somewhere and maybe learn something, and you have a certain component or a certain quality that one of these places, Driveline, Tread, can isolate. You've never trained to learn how to throw for velocity. You do that, and the next thing you know, you're making the majors.
Yeah, you hear these stories about guys throwing 88, 89 in college, and 2-3 years later, they're throwing 94.
There's so much in here that I think is meaty. What do you hear?
Yeah, I'm hearing the way that teams are just grabbing arms and grabbing late blooming arms is absolutely dovetailing with everything that they're talking about there. You know what I keep thinking about is this kid Spencer Schwellenbach on Atlanta, who's got 11 quality starts and is just absolutely killing it as a starting pitcher. He was a position player in college for the first 2 years and then became a relief pitcher and then won the John Olerud Award as a two-way guy. And the Braves are like, I think he could probably start. And the Braves are one of the teams that's really good at this kind of thing that they're talking about. And that dude is as good as anybody in the National League right now as a starting pitcher, and he's a completely late bloomer. They're like, oh, yeah, there's an arm there. We can do something with it. They're so good at teaching that stuff, either teams or the academies, that that's where you use the raw materials and turn it into something you can use.
Now, look, with pitching, there's more opportunity to do it in a short-term like window. There's not a lot of, well, we're going to develop this guy to be a pinch hitter anymore. Like, that's kind of over with. If a guy falls into that role, so be it. But you're not developing a guy to do that. You can develop and say, this guy's not a starter, but he's a high leverage reliever. And we can harness the two pitches that he has and say, all right, go out there, fastball slider, fastball change, throw as hard as you need to throw for the one inning or the three batters that we're sending you out there for, and then move on. I do think that it's interesting, and I started like thinking back, and I'm like, why? There's so much logic in it, but there's also the human element of, if a guy can hit, he can hit. And I think that there, and some people even texted in, like brought up Nick Madrigal. And one of the things that I saw with Nick Madrigal was, he can put the bat on the ball.
He can make contact.
But that's not that valuable if you're not getting the ball in the air and you don't have any power. And the game itself has changed to the point where a guy like that doesn't have a lot of value to you, where you might be better off taking a guy who's a true three outcome guy or a guy that was a slugger in college and saying, we can figure out a way to make him a little bit more than that as a pro.
Because at least they've got a marketable, useful skill, and then maybe they can learn to become what they become. Yeah, you know, when JD was talking about how it used to be the way that, like, oh, let's just find a real good athlete. I can teach him to hit. What were you thinking about? Because I was thinking about Kenny Williams and all of the five
all
tool
of his guys.
Every single one, the Jarrett Mitchells of the world, all those five tool guys that he would find and be like, man, look at this athlete. And he was drafting NFL safeties.
Yeah, and I mean, I understood that concept too, where you want to try and eliminate doubles in the gap and you're trying to find guys like, look at T.A., honestly. There's an athlete that wasn't a baseball player. And I think eventually...
And did learn how to become a baseball player.
And then all of it caught up to him. Where now you're seeing a guy who, I think because he wasn't developed as a baseball player, that there are some gaps in his game that at, what is he, 30 now? At 30, it becomes difficult for him to fix that when he loses the athleticism that helped him get to where he is. So maybe you can find a guy like T.A., but he's only going to be great for 3 or 4 years because you needed the baseball stuff to catch up with the athleticism.
Yeah, the pitching thing is so interesting because it's just like it is a constant search for pitching, a constant search for, oh, there's an arm, and then I'll figure out something to do with it. And so often, you know, a bullpen is just, it just comes together out of nowhere. And you're like, oh my God, look at this thing. And the Cubs bullpen this year is an example of that, where it's like, God, Daniel Palencia, look at his rise and his arc from how they grabbed him a couple years ago. And
he's exactly the person I was thinking of when I said a guy with two pitches, he can end up being a high leverage reliever for you.
Sure, sure. And you never know where you're going to find these guys. And if you find some skill and one pitch and one usage, you're like, okay, well, let me teach him some other stuff and see what you can get. So
the other part, and I know we got a break because there's another thing we need to discuss here about the Cubs that made me think about you, is you talk about this all the time, the idea of the people that you need to get the most out of players are probably at the major league level. The coaches that you want helping the player get from point B to C or C to D are up here. So are you better off having some of those guys at the major league level instead of the minor league level? And there's arguments to be made. Look at what happened with Matt Shaw. The major league people said to the minor league people, we want him doing blank. He didn't do it, but then he started doing it, and now he's come back to the major league team, and look at what he's been. Mm-hmm. So much good stuff inside of there. We just got the notes, by the way.
Yeah.
The votes on All-Star?
Yeah, we have the leading vote getters so far from each league, and there's two Cubs among the leading vote getters at their position, and I think they'll both be getting in and probably as a starter. There's another dude who deserves your votes, and we should be leading the charge for obvious reasons. We'll talk about it next on Spiegel and Holmes on The Score.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going home.
It's LeVar Ball.
What's good? Triple B, big baller staff. You guys go do your thing. I love your staff.
Afternoons on The Score.
Pitch. A line drive caught on a backhand along the edge of the center field grass by Nico Horner for out number 3, and Frazier stranded at second base.
I don't think people realize how hard that is, because up the middle there's just so much going on. You got the catcher, you got the pitcher, you got the fans behind. Like it is a really tough play to see, and for him to be able to make a play like that is pretty spectacular. But I've come to expect that his normal is not everyone else's normal. The guy's unbelievable.
Line drive, Horner catches it, and a flip back to first with Pham back in.
We'll talk with Nico Horner tomorrow at 2:30 here on the Spiegel and Holmes show. Looking forward to catching up with Nico. The Cubs with a rare day off today.
13 games in 13 days. Today the day off. And then starting tomorrow, 13 games in 13 days.
Yep.
Which is why you get some days off every once in a while, and they're making the most of today's. I get the leaders in defensive runs saved from Baseball Info Solutions, John DeJuan's company.
Always loved John DeJuan.
Good man. Dude invented Stats Incorporated at his kitchen table. You know,
just
way back
thinking
in the
about
day.
Ball.
I remember when I was asking him about defensive runs saved a couple years ago on hit and run. I was like, yeah, you know, for a while there was UZR that everybody was using. And he went, yeah, I invented that too. I was like, okay. All right. So I just invented a lot of stuff.
Hey, man, you're sitting around thinking about ball. And that's what you come up with.
So who's the best Cub in terms of defensive runs saved? It's not Pete Crow Armstrong.
Is it Dansby?
It's Nico Horner.
Huh.
Nico's got 11 at second base, three more than anybody else. PCA has 10 in center field, along with Sedan Rafaela of the Red Sox and Julio Rodriguez of the Seattle Mariners. But so Nico is, by these numbers anyway, the best defensive second baseman in baseball. He's hitting,
is that enough to get him to the All-Star game?
He's hitting .288. He's hitting .288. That's the second best batting average in baseball. I believe in all of baseball among second basemen. Let's see. Let me look. Yeah, it is. Brendan Donovan of the Cardinals, number one, and then Nico, number two. So
go to that next number, though.
What, the OPS?
Well, I was going to say the home run number.
Oh, yeah, the zero?
Yeah, he's not making me look good. I said the over-under on Nico homers in June at 3.5.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good. So, yeah, the zero on the home runs is bad, but how about the stolen bases? At 14, he's second only to Bryce Terang on stolen bases. Nico's a badass, and he's having a great year for his profile. And among second basemen in the National League, I think Nico Horner should absolutely be an All-Star.
How would you feel if I made the argument that the next Cub that's supposed to be an All-Star after Pete Crow Armstrong and Kyle Tucker is Seiya Suzuki?
Yeah, I could see that. A designated hitter.
What's his OPS? It was about 830, 840? Yeah, 847 on Seiya. He's an OPS plus of 141.
That's pretty
damn
phenomenal.
Good.
But, I mean, they're a team this good. They could have a few of them, right? They could certainly have a few.
17 home runs for Seiya?
Yeah, among DHs, Shohei, Kyle Schwarber is an absolute beast this year.
What's his number? Give me his numbers.
Kyle Schwarber's a 923 OPS.
Well, that's better than Seiya.
And 22 homers.
That's also better.
So
there you go.
I don't know if you get three DHs.
So Bob Nightingale actually recently shared some voting information on where they stand. But Seiya is currently third among DHs in the National League.
Okay.
And Nico Horner is third among second basemen.
Who's ahead of him? Bryce Terang?
It is Ketel Marte and Tommy Edman. And then Shohei Ohtani, of course,
Tommy Edman.
In the National League. And new National Leaguer, Rafael Devers.
But Edman, at second base, they have Edman?
Correct.
He's playing a ton of outfield for the Dodgers. Whatever. I think it'd be great if Nico's an All-Star. He's having a great year for his profile as of right now.
Yeah, he is. I'm trying to see if I can get to how many games Edman's played at second base. But well, here it is. 29 games for him at second base.
Okay.
Wait. Nope, check that. 17 for him at second base this year.
17 games at second base. That's not enough.
No.
Screw that guy.
Yeah. Take that.
At Stanford teammate of Nico Horner.
Wait, I take that back. I got that wrong.
Okay.
I'm scrolling too fast.
All right.
He's qualified. 41 games at second base.
All right, still screw that guy. I agree
with that part.
Yeah.
Cub killer Tommy Edman.
Feel strongly about that.
Yeah, but he's having a really good season.
I got other stuff that I saw over the weekend at Wrigley that I got to get to you, but we've got time to do it. And they're not playing today, so we can do some tomorrow as well.
Yeah, but we should probably figure out what the hell the Knicks are doing.
And why the Bulls are being affected the way they are.
Yeah, Nick Friedel is going to help us out with that next here on The Score.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered.
Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.